Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Whole new attitude to your afternoons.
You feel good!
You know, two dudes talking sports.
Well, wait, listen to those two clowns.
Live from News Talk 1480 WHBC.
It is my great privilege to welcome you to Canton, Ohio.
Powered by Paramount Elite ICS.
It's showtime.
It's the Kenny and JT Show.
Have a great show!
Happy Friday. What are you doing?
What do you mean, what am I doing?
Dude, it's like Grand Central Station in here in the studios today. I've got Rich, I've got Ariel, our former intern, obviously Brian Novak, he's going out of his mind. The only person missing, we put the band back together, is you.
I'm fine, they're doing good here.
And we don't care. They're doing just fine. The only person missing is you.
I'll get back eventually, but after what happened with the Yankees and the Red Sox last night, and what's happening with Team USA, hey, you know, maybe it's not safe to come back, even if you are vaccinated, because what we're hearing now is... you've got some people that were vaccinated that are still, you know, contracting this, but luckily it's not as serious because of the vaccination. So I don't know where we're headed with this and the Olympics too, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it makes you wonder, especially when you hear Kevin Love. You think, okay, wait a minute. Is it a calf muscle? Is it maybe he's thinking about what we talked about yesterday? Why would you want to go? Why would you risk it? There's a chance of maybe contracting the coronavirus, and they've had a surge like we haven't seen in months in Tokyo. Why would you want to go into, you know what it's like? It's like those guys in the Air Force that they go searching for the eye of a hurricane. Who wants to do that?
That's their job.
Well, it's not my job to get myself into the eye of the hurricane. I'm telling you right now, if there's a chance I'm going somewhere to play basketball, whether it's representing the country or not, you know who takes precedence over that? My own health. I think I would stay.
Well, and think about this, too, with
Kevin
Love.
Is that selfish? Am I being selfish?
Yes, but it's okay because it's your life, right? So think about this with Kevin Love, too. He had the calf injury, the Lonnie Chisenhall injury that kept him out most of the season. Mm-hmm. He was trying to be able to play for the Olympic team. But now you're hearing these numbers. And what's the other thing with Kevin Love? We know about, and God bless him for coming out and speaking on this, you know, the mental awareness. You know, he's anxious, anxiety issues and everything like that. Maybe that as much as the physical side of it creeped in with him as well. I wrote down various reasons. Not 100%. Maybe that's why he pulled out. Minimum playing time. Maybe that's why he pulled out. COVID concerns, maybe that's why he pulled out. Anxiety issues, maybe that's why he pulled out. Yep. Not a good USA team, maybe that's why he pulled out. And lastly, maybe he was told to go home. Maybe he didn't pull out. Maybe Greg Popovich said, I was wrong, and you're not going to help me.
Well, you know, I look at it this way, too. That was one of the things that I was thinking. There was a lot of great ideas there, and your list makes a lot of sense. To me, it's all about conspiracy. Conspiracy. I forget what comedian said it. Spelled C-O-N-S-piracy. The conspiracy is this, and I think you hit it right on the head. I think he got cut.
It's very possible. Very possible that in the minimal playing time that he got in the first two games, he wasn't showing what Greg Popovich was expecting. And maybe that had to do with the Chisenhall, the right calf injury. I don't know. But it could be a blessing in disguise for Team USA, but it hurts the Cavaliers because it doesn't give them a chance to raise that trade value up.
How are you going to market the guy? You know, you look at this thing and you start seeing, and Bradley Beal stepped away, and obviously it seems as though he has been tested positive and will not go because of coronavirus. He's either tested positive or doesn't want to go because of coronavirus, whatever the case may be. The problem is now there's two spots on that team. And the Olympics start 1 week from today. Now, they don't start playing basketball that soon, but the game tonight has been postponed, or in all intents and purposes, been canceled, right? The last tune-up game, the last exhibition game in Vegas has been canceled. You wonder how they're going to replace these two individuals. Now, they had the select team. Darius Garland gets named from the select team and basically, for all intents and purposes, makes the Olympic team. But the problem here is the fact that now When Bradley Beal steps away, they're talking about bringing Trae Young on board. Well, the problem with that for me is the fact that isn't that why you had the team select team? Weren't those players the ones that were basically going to be the background or, you know, like the JV, so to speak, and they would replace players that couldn't make it in?
I thought that had something to do with it because Darius Garland of the Cavaliers was selected for that.
Right.
But how about this, JT? It's not just those two players. I just looked at a tweet from Brian Windhorst from ESPN.
Here we go. What time?
All right.
What time?
Listen to this. With Jeremy Grant in quarantine, okay?
Yep.
We know that you mentioned Beal. He's out.
Yep.
Jeremy Grant in quarantine. And then he says, and Devin Booker, Drew Holiday, and Chris Middleton still in the finals. Currently, Team USA has six players.
They
got six guys.
What time did they post that? Look at the Twitter. What time does it say? Is there a time?
4 hours ago. That was 4 hours ago.
Because it makes a lot of sense. And the select players can't fulfill the roster. You're going to start looking at other players that haven't been practicing. How can you win the gold medal? I don't think they go.
You know what?
How can you go?
This is far from a slam dunk, to use a basketball term for Team USA.
If the finals go seven games, when would they end?
Let's see. Saturday, then you got a day off Sunday. You would play Monday, I would think, in Milwaukee. Day off Tuesday. They would end Wednesday. What's the date
Thursday,
on Wednesday?
July 27th, if necessary, a game seven.
So they give them an extra day off then before game seven. All right.
Go win the game and get on a plane and fly to Tokyo.
Right. Do you want those guys? You may need those guys. You may need a Chris Middleton to shoot from the outside. You may need a Devin Booker to shoot from the outside.
Can't happen, and I'll tell you why. Where does that plane go right after the finals? It goes straight to Vegas, just like when LeBron and those guys.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, you know what? It'll be interesting to see if that's the case. You got two on Milwaukee, one on Phoenix. Not a far flight from Phoenix to Vegas, right?
They are not going. Why would they go?
To represent their country and win a gold medal.
Okay.
That would be the reason, right?
You know what?
And
if you're a member of the Milwaukee Bucks and you're one of those players that could go and win a gold medal, you might go, especially if you lose the finals. If Devin Booker wins the finals, is he getting on a flight to Tokyo?
I would not, me personally, because he's young enough where he can go in 4 years, right? He can become that. He can develop into that true superstar over the next four and then make the next team and go play.
Unless it increases his brand. Now, we both agree that he's going to be a superstar in the league for all intents and purposes. Already is a superstar.
Right.
How's he going to make his brand bigger? How's he going to get that shoe deal? He ain't no Kyrie Irving. Kyrie's got shoe deals. Devin Booker won't get a big deal until he wins a championship, right? Right. But the thing is, how much bigger would it be if you won the championship, turned around, and won a gold medal?
Yeah, huge, right? Woo! From a marketing standpoint, yeah, big bucks from marketing. The opportunities, the endorsements that could come your way. Oh, and let's throw this in there, too.
What?
He's dating one of the Kardashians,
Who?
So there's publicity there, too.
Oh, no. That's the end of his career. Tristan.
One of the Jenner girls. He's dating one of the Jenner girls.
Is that
and I'm
good?
Not talking about Caitlyn, okay? It's one of the younger girls that he's dating.
Oh, man. So, it's like the kiss of death right there.
He scored 42 the other night, so it hasn't bothered him too much.
Lamar Odom used to be a good ball player, too. So was Tristan at one time.
Double T, throw the hammer down on Kim Kardashian. Which one was it? Which one was it?
It was Khloe.
Okay.
He
got her
actually,
pregnant.
Khloe's not Khloe anymore. Have you seen her?
No. Who is she? Did she change her name?
She had her face. What was that Nicolas Cage movie, Face Off?
Who? What? Where?
She
face off.
Totally different.
Really?
You haven't seen what they've done to Khloe Kardashian's face?
No.
I mean, it looks good, but it doesn't look like her.
To each his own. Whatever you prefer.
Look at
what's his name? Who's the guy in 9 and a half weeks? Mickey Rourke. It doesn't look like him either.
That's different. You know, I mean, if you and I could afford to get a face change, we'd do something with these noses, wouldn't we?
Oh, God. Yeah. Now, mine broke it four times, and it looks all four times broken. Playing basketball, when you're 5'11", playing underneath, man, those elbows are right at nose level, man.
So, pop
this sucker four times.
So it's funny. It's the same topic as yesterday. If you want to join in on it, should there be an Olympics? And if you're a ball player, are you going? I mean, you got to throw that out there again.
Here's your team right now that they have healthy and ready to go to the Olympics. You ready?
Yeah.
Damon Lillard, nice. 1. Jason Tatum, 2. Kevin Durant, 3. Bam Adebayo, how do you say his
last name? I like the way
name?
You did it. You got away with it the first time. Should have just kept going.
All right. He's number 4. Zach LaVine is 5.
Yep.
Draymond Green is 6. Mm. That's it. Because Jeremy Grant's in the protocols. Bradley Beal is not going. Kevin Love pulled out. And then the other three guys, Middleton, Holiday, and Booker, are still in the Olympics. If they got 6 guys right now.
If you are the Brooklyn Nets, if you own the Brooklyn Nets, do you want Durant playing in the Olympics?
No. Hell no.
No.
After the injuries he's come off the last couple of years and everything like that, I don't want him going. No way. No way.
You got to find this line in Vegas. Does Team USA basketball make it to Tokyo at all?
Interesting. Yeah. Right.
I'm telling you.
You know what?
If I was going to make a wager, I would bet that they don't go. That's just me. Am I wrong?
Here's the only reason why I think they might go, regardless of the situation with COVID in Tokyo. We're talking about the NBA. A billion-dollar industry with multi-million-dollar players. Mm-hmm. They will do whatever they have to do, like they did with the bubble last year, to protect these guys. They'll have these guys so secluded and protected that the only time they'll be exposed to it that isn't amongst themselves will be when they play the games. That's it.
Who's this dude? Jerry Colangelo puts it together, right?
I believe so.
Did I get it right?
Charge.
Jerry Colangelo.
Go with the way you said it the first time.
Jerry,
it sounded good.
Jerry
Colangelo.
Jerry.
Hello, Jerry.
Yeah. Here's what you do. Now, follow me on this.
All right.
Team USA doesn't want to go, or these basketball players in the NBA don't want to go. Remember the story I read to you, and this was a real story a couple of weeks ago about a team that wants to be added to the NBA. Do you remember?
No.
The Harlem Globetrotters to be an NBA team. Is it so outlandish that you would send the Globetrotters to the Olympics as the Team USA?
What are you putting? Is this like a Scooby-Doo cartoon or something?
Where Space Jam just came out. Space Jam's out today.
Alrighty.
Why not send out the Harlem Globetrotters?
The Globetrotters to take on Czechoslovakia and Austria. Crikey, Mike.
Let me tell you something. What says United States basketball more than the ambassadors of professional basketball in the Harlem Globetrotters?
So what are they going to do? Like when somebody's shooting a free throw, they're going to run and grab that bucket of water and throw it in his face.
Take that, Argentina. Take this. Here, who are we opening up with? France? Take that, Rudy Gobert.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Oh, it was just confetti.
Miss. They're going to get that basketball with a string on it like a yo-yo and throw it at him and
That's
snap
what you
it
do?
Right back.
Can you imagine how much more entertaining the Olympics would be if our team were the Globetrotters?
Yeah, but the problem is they're not playing the Washington Senators.
Who says they're not? Have you seen Argentina play basketball?
Yeah, they beat us a few years ago, but not recently.
Yeah,
they lost by 25.
Come on, man. Their uniforms are the same. It's green and white, isn't it?
I believe you are correct, sir, with the country's colors.
The Senators won once.
One time. Yes, they did. One time. They claimed victory one time against the Harlem Globetrotters.
Can you imagine? We go with NBA players and lose the Olympics. We send the Harlem Globetrotters. They come back with loss number 2.
Yeah, there you go. Not just 2. They could lose 3 or 4 times over there, you know, playing different countries.
They lost the gold medal round.
The big thing here, Kevin Love today, you texted to me, and then I went online looking at this thing, and, you know, he is – no long now, and I sent this out. Addition by subtraction, probably a good thing for Team USA, but a bad thing for the Cavaliers, because we were hoping, and it was a stretch, but we were hoping he would go there, he would compete, he would help them win 2 games, beat France and whoever else has a big center, and that would raise his trade value. And now, what does this do? I think it's important how they spin it that he left and he didn't get cut, because if it gets out there that he got cut. Ain't nobody going to want him in a trade.
Well, how many times are you going to go back and blame it on that the calf injury? If that was the case, you only played 25 games last season. Should have used that to begin with and said, hey, I've been considered to be on this team. And this is a great accomplishment, and I appreciate the fact that they're even considering it. but I can't do it because I'm still in rehab. You could have used that. That helps you as well. And to play on this team and be a member of this team, but not to get to Tokyo. And now all of a sudden you start to wonder, not just us, because let's face it, we don't believe that he's got shouldn't be on this team anyway. Shouldn't have been a member of this team to begin with. But once he was put on that team, now we look at the big picture and say, okay, marketability, probably never higher. But it would have been just not as high, but pretty high, if they would have said, Kevin Love is being considered to be a member of Team USA. Okay, great. I can't do it. You know, my calf's still hurting like a hell. Okay, let's move forward and let's go get somebody else. Maybe it's Randall from the Knicks or somebody else. But no, they put it out there. And now all of a sudden, I better focus on my rehab now. You couldn't focus on that 3 weeks ago?
I don't know with him. Who knows with Kevin Love what the story really is? We don't know. That's just it. We don't know. So we do know this. He will not be wearing the red, white, and blue for Team USA if indeed they do go and play in the Olympics.
But he did. So that's a good thing. He did. Whether or not he scored or did anything else, he was considered. He was a member of that team. And let's use that to our advantage because let's face it, we need everything we can get when you're talking about marketability of Kevin Love.
Kevin Love is he's an anchor that is pulling the boat down. The boat is gaining water, right? It's about to sink, man, because now what do you do? You know what? They're just going to have to cut ties with him this offseason, right? And just buy him out. Mm-hmm. It'll be best for the Cavaliers. It'll be best for him. Then he can go sign with whoever. And you don't worry about whether he has success somewhere else. You don't care. You just get rid of him. Mm-hmm. And then you don't have to worry about whether he's going to play or not, whether he's going to pout on the court or not.
Yeah.
And he's somebody else's problem. Or if they can fix him, reclamation project, he's somebody else's benefit.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
That's what you do there.
That's
all right, let's do this. Let's get a break in because I want to come back and talk about the movie, the teams that are playing tonight, the Toons and the Monstars, okay? Space Jam 2, A New Legacy, LeBron James, revitalizing or rebooting the movie that Michael Jordan was in.
Yep.
We're going to talk about it, how you can watch it, and, JT, how you can bet on the movie Space Jam. That's right. You can wager on things in the movie Space Jam, A New Legacy. We'll do that when we come back on the Kenny and JT show,
I'll take
a
line on that. And one correction already. It was not the Washington Senators. Thanks, Mike Canham. It was the Washington Generals. Had it been the Senators, wouldn't that have been a baseball team?
The Boatman and JT on 1480 WHBC.